Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Carson City, Congressman Mark Amaday for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the state capitol, the hometown of Congressman Mark Amaday. We're in the capitol, as I said, in the old Supreme Court. Pleasure to have you here. Does this bring back memories of being in the legislature?
You know, I felt young again. I walked down to the capitol this morning to see you, so it's great. Good idea.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. So let's talk right off the bat about the president and immigration he wants to send people who are asylum seekers to sanctuary cities. There was a discussion on NPR this morning and on Fox News to the extent that basically what you would be doing in that situation is sending people where they want to go. So does that make a whole lot of sense to you? Does any of this make a whole lot of sense to you?
Well, nothing in the immigration area for the last 10 years has made much sense, Sam. But I mean, let's talk first about whose responsibility it is. It's Congress's responsibility. Congress has refused to act for one reason or another for at least the last 10 years. The last time something was done was 35-ish years ago during the Reagan administration.
86.
So I can understand any president. I think President Obama was frustrated with the Congress and the inability for them to do something. And now you've got a new president. And so it's like, hey, Donald Trump thinks outside the box. I think that's a gentle way of putting it. And so I know that there was a tweet or something. Somebody texted me, said, hey, he said Congress needs to do its job. It's like, seriously, Congress needs to do its job. And my frustration with it is there are answers for immigration. And you know what? Some of them may require a little bit of wrestling or whatever. Dreamers, you know, people who entered without interview, ag workers, visa reform, all that. There are answers for all that. But both sides are so entrenched in their political security blankets that they won't. It's like, oh no, we've got to be the party of we feel your pain, and the other party's got to be the party of I'm really tough on this stuff, and I'm afraid of Laura Ingraham when she comes on that night. And it's like, you know what, if it's too big a job for you, get the heck out of the way and send somebody who's willing to vote for something as opposed to hiding behind somebody's political apron strings.
All right, so you've brought up a couple of things here. So I want to divert to another couple of issues. So my understanding is that to support somebody on Social Security or Medicare, you need 16 workers for every person who's retired. Is that still correct?
Well, I don't know if the numbers are correct, but it is correct to say that when the system was set up, it was set up based on there being people who lived to about age 65, and that there were many more workers than there were retirees, and neither one of those things are accurate anymore.
All right, so the bottom line to that then is, don't we need immigration because we are not producing children at the rate we need to accomplish the goals of Social Security and Medicare to be able to move forward and support the systems so that, you know, I get shocked when I talk to people in their 20s who say, well, I just don't think Social Security is going to be there for me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame them. I guess here's where I come down on it. We don't need to let people in to make Social Security or Medicare solvent. We need to have an immigration system like we've always had until the last 20-ish years that basically says, hey, if you want to come to our country and you follow the rules and you've got something which, quite frankly, ups the ante, adds to the fabric of the community you're heading to, provides a service or whatever. And it's not just people south of the border, Sam. It's Irish people. It's people all over the planet. It's like, you're welcome to come, but you got to follow the rules. The reason we're in this disconnect right now is because, quite frankly, there's been this culture of, and by the way, why do most people sneak in? They're looking for economic opportunity. Oh, that's an awful thing. As long as it's legal. And so, you know what, I don't think it's for that. It's just, we need to get back. A few things, Sam, look at what you've been doing. Have a few things changed in TV and radio over the last three decades?
Oh, just a little.
Just a little, and so have they here, which is why it's so frustrating. I mean, I empathize with the president's frustration, but at the same time, and by the way, some of those leaders are mine. You know, the John Boehners, the Paul Ryans, all the Mitch McConnell, you name it. It's like, hey, we've done nothing, just about nothing, in the face of what's a huge issue. You talk about, well, school systems, and what about Social Security, and what about, you know, the service industry? What about those people that are skilled folks? All that stuff, and it's like we continue to play politics with it. It's absolutely shameful.
All right, the other side of that, too, is that the majority of the people who are coming here and becoming illegal in one fashion or another are not people crossing the border. They're people coming in through airports. They're coming in through ports of entry.
People who have overstayed their visas.
Right. So you're talking about a huge population that we rarely ever talk about.
Well, here's the... As I said in the beginning, there are answers. You know what? If you entered without an interview or you overstayed your visa, I mean, there was a bipartisan working group in the House when I got there in 2011 that was pretty much had agreed on a lot of stuff. They got a call from the then White House saying, we want the Senate deal. Okay, God bless the Senate. They passed something. You know, it allowed for like 15,000 unskilled workers to immigrate a year. Sam, we're sitting in Nevada. You can use 15,000 laborers in Nevada in a year and more. So, I mean, there was political stuff in there and all that other sort of stuff. But the bottom line is this. There is a way to let people come in from this. And by the way, it's not illegal to overstay your visa. And it's not, you know, it's an administrative violation, the penalty for which, if you get caught, you get deported. So throwing around the word illegal, quite frankly, is inflammatory and not accurate. And so I'm just sitting there going, you know what, I can see the pieces of the puzzle in all this. Why doesn't somebody sit down and put them together? Oh no, we can't do that, because I have to be a good Democrat or I have to be a good Republican.
And the phrase is out of status, as against illegal.
Well, I say entered without interview.
Yeah.
Well, that's accurate for what the regulations say now. You entered without an interview.
Okay, so you're looking at a country that has below 4% unemployment, which is virtually zero unemployment, because there are always going to be certain people that are unemployable. And wages are going to go up, the cost of doing business are going to go up unless you are able to bring more people in. So aren't we, in a way, hurting ourselves? If not to allow people to come in here with a promise of citizenship, but to just allow them to come in like we did in the 60s to work.
Well, I mean, there's once again, there are solutions. You want to be an ag worker and come work? One of the things is here, you get a red card. You come in when you're supposed to, you stay however long you're supposed to, you go back, it's all up and up, you check in, you check out, there you go, if that's what you want to be. If you want to come and stay, and let's say you've entered without an interview, so your status right now is not green light on all that stuff. There's ways to say, hey, sign up for the program, you got to go through a couple of probation periods. We'll fight a little bit about whether that's a total of 10 years, 8 years, whatever. But when you get done with that and you haven't been a public assistance person, you're not a criminal justice all-star, you're those sorts of things, then guess what? You get a green card. And you say, well, oh my God, that's citizenship. No, it's not citizenship, you get a green card. But if you want to be a citizen, then you go down to INS and you apply like everybody else does and you go through that process. Here in Reno, it's not a long process. It's, I want to say 3-4 months, something like that, the last time I checked, maybe 6 months. But you didn't get in front of anybody, you've made that decision, there you go. If you don't want to, then fine. But it's like you've basically been on probation for like 10 years, for instance, and there you go. So you can come in out of the shadows. And by the way, you don't get through that background check, English proficiency. You don't get through that unless you satisfy. So it's not giving anything away. But this bit where it's like, that's a bad thing and we wish it to go away. One more piece of the puzzle. Mexico is creating a middle class. So guess what? The issues we're dealing with right now are from Central America. I went down there to Guadalajara a couple years ago because they got 3 nonstop flights, international flights into Reno. You're like, I got to go down there and see what's going on. It's like, guess what? The Mexican government is building an economy where, at least from Mexico, it's not about economic opportunity. Now, you've got some of your nefarious elements, but the vast majority of the migration is now Central America. So anyhow, it's one of those things where it's like, it can't be any more of the 8-million-pound elephant in the room. Deal with it instead of politicizing it.
One of the places that deals with it, and I think in a very, very bright way, is San Diego. They consider Tijuana to be part of their metro area. They have created so much interaction backward and forward that Tijuana, for all intents and purposes, is part of the USA, or San Diego is part of Mexico.
Yeah, I know you can get on their trolley or whatever they call their system down there and ride from San Diego to Tijuana. I was going to do it once about 10 years ago, but I chickened out. It was early in the morning. Nobody knew where I was. Anyhow.
Okay, well, for another day. But as far as economic development goes, it's huge.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. More with Congressman Mark Amadei coming to you from Carson City after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnette, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amaday, coming to you from Carson City, his hometown. It was interesting last week, your colleague Susie Lee on the Democratic side put out a piece about the first 100 days for this Democratic Congress. What's your review of the first 100 days?
You know, I'll say it's interesting. As far as the stuff that was on the floor and the voting stuff, some of me says, you know, that I would have thought they would have learned more from their mistakes before us, and sure as heck from our mistakes most recently. So you've had a lot of, and this kind of gets back into what we were, you've had a lot of show votes. We're here for you on this or that. And God knows, Sam, I don't know what the Senate does or why. So don't anybody watch this and say, Amaday knows what's going on in the Senate. But a lot of those things, you say, hey, this is, so it allows, I guess, somebody to check a political box. But in terms of solving a problem, you're sitting there, it's like, you know, I've said before in the House, the rules are very simple. The side with the most votes wins. So while you're the side with the most votes, why don't you learn from our mistake and say, okay, let's do something on immigration. Now, let's not do it all in one big package, but let's take, you know, let's take Dreamers, let's take ag workers, let's take whatever, and let's go, here you go, let's do this. Let's take a step. No steps yet. You know, the healthcare stuff is still, I think everybody pretty much acknowledges, we need help in healthcare. Now, if anybody's out there still saying repeal and replace, it's like, well, I think that's been vetted. The only thing that's more negative than that is doing the whole thing to begin with, but there are some good things in it. And so it's like, why would you want to go back and wipe the blackboard clean? And it's like, so let's take a step in healthcare. You know, let's talk about association health plans. You know, they're doing some great things. Las Vegas Chamber, Reno Chamber, allowing people, small number of employees. If you're a member of the chamber, if you're a ranch person with five employees or whatever, it's like that's the private sector doing basically making lemonade out of lemons that the government's handed in that. There's all sorts of those opportunities. And so it's like I sit there and I go, you know, in this business, fame is fleeting. You got 24 months till the next personnel session. And so I just sit there and go, you know, you've kind of wasted the first quarter of your 2 years. And so, but I'll tell you this, it's going to be an interesting one for Nevada. When you get away from the national stuff and down to the Nevada stuff, I'm quite frankly very intrigued. Got a good relationship with Dina Titus. Susie Lee has, I didn't know her before, but I'm impressed with what I've seen so far. Worked well at the end of last session with Catherine over on the Senate side, worked with Jackie when she was in the House. So I'm actually very interested in seeing how the Nevada stuff does. And as the only guy still with an entree into the administration, looking forward if there's opportunities to go say we need this from the Marcus Luttrell of the Republican outfit, then I think we've got some good opportunity for Nevada.
All right, so let's dive into a couple of those things. One of the things that has impressed me is the efforts that Catherine Cortez Masto is making in your jurisdiction to go out and meet with people. That is quite impressive when you saw for how many years Senator Reid essentially ignored a big chunk of rural Nevada.
Well, I mean, Harry worked the issues, and I don't make excuses for Harry, but he worked the issues to where it was like, Mary Connolly was an institution up here for him, and there was a reason that she was. So I don't know that, I mean, he wasn't out gripping and grinning, but I think those issues were still worked. We worked pretty well with Mary and his staff here, and Bob Ebert, who's now working for a firm in D.C. So I worked with him well. I do think, though, as somebody who's in her first term, that it just makes political sense to go build that foundation statewide, because you say, well, it's your district. It's like, well, it's my district, but guess what? It's hers too. So
no, absolutely true.
Time in the district is a good thing.
Yeah, it was just that it seemed like, 25, 30 years ago, Harry Reid became so aligned with the environmentalists, who were not necessarily based in Nevada in the environment, but were based in San Francisco and L.A. And so therefore, yes, he might have been working the issues, but he wasn't there in Fallon, Fernley, Elko, in those places personally, because I don't think he was particularly welcome there because people didn't necessarily know what was going on with those issues.
You know, it's interesting because we had a bill that everybody supported, even the Pew Trust, Pershing County Lands Bill last time. Went through the House on the consent calendar and on the suspension calendar. Everybody voted for it, right? It gets over the Senate, and there's a staff member on Senate Natural Resources, whose name isn't important, he knows who he is, who basically stopped the bill. And the ranking member over there at the time let him do it. And you know why, I was told? Because he was mad at Harry, because he thinks Harry rolled them all on all those Nevada public lands bills. And so I got to tell you, there's part of me that misses Harry right now, God forbid, there's a news flash, that misses Harry right now, because when things got the way Harry wanted them, they went, whether he was in the minority or the majority. And so now I got some maverick staffer over there who's going, we're paying him back. And it's like, seriously, if you want to pay him back, why don't you go to Summerlin and pay him back? I mean, this is something that's been worked through the process. So I'm hoping that that the new ranking member from West Virginia over there basically says, listen, if they've done a good job, and let me tell you, Catherine Cortez Mosto was a fighter in that for us. But, you know, so anyhow, I'm happy to see her up here because it helps when I'm working with her on issues that are specific to up here.
All right, we'll continue this train of thought here when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amaday. Let's talk about Clark County, the lands bill they want, and the potential that means for helping the entire state.
Well, you've actually, the question's a good one because I think everything's connected. First of all, it's been SNPLMA, the Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act, turned 20 last year. So they've been patient. Things have evolved. It's time, quite frankly. They're not any different than anybody else. When you're completely surrounded and you want to do things, you have to go see the landowner that surrounds you. And so I think it's an opportunity because you've got Nellis and Creech going on with their expansion. You've got Fallon up here doing their expansion. Carson City's got a tune-up lands bill. Douglas County's got one. There's that Pershing County one that's still going. So there's opportunities for just turning the dials all over the place. But I think the fact that Clark County needs one basically gets everybody serious about it, especially when you add in the two military bills too.
And does it hurt that Rob Bishop is no longer the head of the committee?
You know what, I think, maybe this is the cynic in me, Of course I'd rather have Rob Bishop. Nothing against Raul Grijalva, but it's like, hey, Bishop knows more about the West than other people have forgotten. They may not all like his politics, but quite frankly, he's never presided over AM/PMs on the corner of a wilderness area. So a lot of that's just the political hype you get. But I think Raul Grijalva, it's like, listen, when you got five Democrats from Nevada saying we want this, and they'll be responsible about it, I think we're in good shape. That's one of the things that intrigues me about the 116th Congress.
And it's interesting, we had a state senator on the program a week or so ago talking about this and saying, if we don't get some of this land released, the whole state is in trouble.
Well, and you know what? I guess one of the reasons I'm most encouraged about the 116th Congress is we can finally talk about responsible land planning and how we treat resources and what we do for conservation and all that other sort of stuff, instead of the dogma of the stereotypes of, oh, this is a land grab and my God, you know, blah, 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 and all that stuff. It's like, listen, SNPLMA authorized 70,000 acres to be sold in 20 years. Sam, they've sold 35. That's hardly Katie bar the door and we're coming through with the bulldozers.
That's where you got to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Come back soon.
Good to be here.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
On our next broadcast, Lance Gilman of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center and Mustang Ranch. We'll see you then.